You can have faith, but if you don't act on it, it's like having a car that you never start. I mean, it has all the working parts. It looks great. You can sit in it, you know, but you're not getting anywhere until you turn the key and start it up, go someplace. So you can have faith and still really not be effective in the faith that you have unless you put it into action. So we got to looking at that. And we saw here that on all of these different churches, different schools, everything that say, you know, that we preach faith, the word of faith, which we preach. Well, it's all based on this verse. Romans 10 and verse 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. But now the question is still this: what's faith? Well, we looked at that a little bit last week. I'm just going to review. We talked about what's faith. We realized in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please God. And then we also saw in the same verse that he that cometh to God must believe. And believing in the Word or believing in God is having faith. And so you got to have faith to come to God. And then when you get to God, you have to have faith to believe, for Him to accept you. Amen? We saw several different areas that we can be overcomers in faith. Salvation, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, sanctification, security, peace, healing, victory over adversaries. The world is overcome through faith. We can overcome our flesh. We can overcome the devil. And then we need to live our lives through faith. Amen? I brought some people up here 2 weeks ago. And they were good looking, weren't they, Red? And most of them were. We saw that Larry was standing over here, and Larry was our goal. I mean, he's what we're all going after. Whatever that is in your life, whatever goal you have, he represented that. And then Ray, he's a pretty good-looking guy. He was standing here, and he was the Word. And then right next to him was Rennie Jr., he was faith, and then Bobby was over here, and he was our emotions. And you know, after I explained that a little bit, then after that, the next couple of days, the Lord kind of quickened some things to me that I needed to kind of go back over this and share a little bit. Because the Word has eyes. But now, they're not our eyes. So we don't have any control over those eyes. You see, it says in the first chapter of John that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word is synonymous with Jesus. Well, Jesus has drawn His attention to us. He considers us very special. He wouldn't have died unless He did. Considers us very, very special. His eyes are on us all the time. And you know what He's looking for? Is He's looking for the eye of faith. That's what He's looking for. Because then the Word goes into action. See? And so here's faith. Now, faith has the option. Faith knows that there's something out there that it's going after. It's got the option to look at that. And faith will not be activated if that's the case. It's just kind of a dream, it's a wish, something that you want. But if you just keep looking at that desire, then it's just always going to be a desire. Okay? But if you look at the Word, and see, the Word is looking at us, looking for that eye of faith. And so when we look at the Word, and Jesus, or the Word, sees our faith, then that's when things jump into action. All right? Now, the faith also has the option to look at emotions. And sometimes our emotions can be really active. You know, we get really excited. And so when our faith looks at our emotions, that's about as far as it goes. It sees emotions, but nothing is activated. And so it really needs to focus on the Word. When it focuses on the Word, then what it is that you are after becomes reality. Now, what about emotions? Well, emotions has got the option, and your emotions have probably done this, you know, just like mine have. Sometimes emotionally, we look at that object we want. We get all excited about it. Man, we can just jump up and down and just shout and get all excited about it. But emotion is not going to create any forward motion in order to get that accomplished. It's just going to get us excited. Well, emotions can look at the Word. And when emotions looks at the Word, it gets all excited, because that's what emotions do. And you can jump up and down, get all excited about the Word, but unless faith is looking at the Word, nothing's going to become active. You're just going to get excited, going to jump up and down. You can see the thing. You can see the thing that you want. You can look at the Word. You get all excited. You can jump up and down. But emotions doing all that's not going to do the trick. Then emotions can look at your faith. And that's good. Emotions can see faith. And it'll get all excited about the faith. Your emotions can get all excited about your faith. Your emotions can get all excited about the Word. And your emotions can really get excited about what you want. But it's not going to activate anything. So it's always got to be your faith looking at the Word that puts things into motion. And you can allow your emotions to just get as excited as they want. It's okay. It's okay. So long as your faith is focused on the Word. Then you've got something to shout about. And when your emotions can see that your faith is focused on the Word, it'll get really excited. Because it can see that something's going to happen. Okay? So I wanted to go through that because I just touched on a little bit of that, but for me, visual things really make a difference for me. If I can kind of have a visual, if I can see a picture of what it is that I need to do or how I need to do it, it really helps me. All right? So I wanted to go through that again. Well, we looked at Mark, and we looked at the woman with the issue of blood. We saw her faith, and then we decided that there was a first revelation, or in other words, I shared with you what I decided. That I saw that it was her faith that made her whole. It wasn't Jesus' faith. It was her faith. That's what the Word says. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. And then I saw this. And most people really don't get that revelation. Now, we hear that more often in Word churches because we're focusing in on the Word all the time. What did they say? What did they do? How does that relate to me? But there's a lot of churches that just don't have that revelation. They don't understand that it's our faith that gets the job done. So that was my first revelation, that it was my faith, it was her faith, that got her healed. The second was, if it's her faith that got her healed, then my faith will get me healed. Because God is no respecter of persons. And so then it's my faith that gets me healed. Or it's my faith that gets me saved. Or it's my faith that gets me through any situation that I come across. It's my faith. And so it becomes very important all of a sudden to realize and try to discover, well, what is faith? How can I operate this if I don't know what it is? So we got that far. And then we saw this verse. This was Matthew 15:28. this is a woman that came to Jesus for her daughter. And you remember that she was asking just for the crumbs that were under the table. And we saw there that she had such tremendous faith. Didn't Jesus say, "Great is thy faith"? And it was because she believed that the smallest crumb under the table of Jesus would be enough to do anything necessary in her life. At this moment, it was the healing of her daughter. But she said, in effect, "Jesus, if all I can get from you is just a crumb, then that'll be enough, and my daughter will be healed." And she said, "Oh, great is thy faith." So she had a belief in him. Amen? Well, then we looked at some other things, and so now we're going to pick up right here. So the first question is then, what is faith? What is faith? Well, if I were to ask somebody to go and get a hammer, and maybe they'd never seen a hammer before, so if somebody hasn't seen a tool before, sometimes the easiest way to describe something like that is to describe actually how it's used. Well, you know, it's got a handle, you know, but what we do with it is, you know what a nail is, and you know what boards are, and this is a tool that helps us get the nail in the board. So it's a tool that you're going to hit with. Oh, okay. Oh, I got an idea now. Okay. So sometimes when we talk about faith, it's easier to describe it by talking a little bit about what we use it for. Well, what do we use it for? Then maybe we'd have a better picture of what it is. Well, isn't it interesting? If we go back several years and we take a look at Jesus, now what did he use it for? He used it to still the storm. He used it to heal sick people. He used it to raise dead people. That's what he used it for. And so it was like a, depicted like a tool. It was something that he used to accomplish a certain thing. It was a tool. Now go back even further. Go back to Genesis. Go clear back to Genesis. Genesis 1 and 2. Let's take a look at this. Back there, God used faith. And it says in Hebrews 11, see, I'm bouncing you around here, aren't I? It says in Hebrews 11 and verse 3, it says this, "What is seen was made out of things which do not appear." You remember that? Talked about God creating the heavens and the earth. And what was made out of things which do not appear. Now I looked that verse up in the New Bible Dictionary. And it says this, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Now that phrase indicate that the worlds were not made out of any pre-existent materials, but out of nothing, by the divine words. In the sense that prior to the divine creative fiat, there was no other kind of existence. There was nothing before God began to create. And when God began to create, he used faith. Wouldn't you agree that he believed in his words? And so, it says several times in the first chapter, "And God said." And then several times after it describes what he said, then it says, "And it was so." So it said, "And God said, and it was so," many times during creation. Well, what did God create out of? The Bible says that he created out of nothing. Now, that's actually very good news. There was nothing before he began to create. Now, we're talking about how faith is used to try to get a better idea for what faith is. And not only that, but how we can use it. Because Jesus said we can do the same works that he did, and even greater. So, God started to create. He created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that you see. There isn't anything on this earth that he didn't create. Now, we've manipulated a few things. You know, we've taken gas out of the oil. We've cut up the logs. We've done a lot of things. But there isn't anything on this earth that he didn't create. And when he got all done creating the universe and everything here on the earth for us, now what was it that he used to create all that? Nothing. Now tell me, when he got done creating everything, how much nothing did he have left? Just as much as he had when he started. Because he started with nothing. So that means that he can do it all again. And again, this is going to be deep. But it's a revelation that when you catch it, I'm telling you, it's good news. Because he can do it again, and again, and again. It's like, you know, I don't necessarily want to compare it like this, but you know, it's like when a magician takes the rabbit out of the hat, and the rabbits just keep coming, and you wonder, well, where'd they come from? You know, he keeps creating out of nothing, and so he can create for eternity. And when he gets done creating, he has just as much nothing as he had when he started. Now, that's pretty incredible, isn't it? Did your mind kind of go, eek? Got to think about that. Let give you a chance to cool down a little bit. I remember the first time I got that revelation. I began to shout and speak a different way. Amen? Okay. So, if you're a construction worker, you put on a tool belt, and then you start hanging your tools. And actually, if you're in the construction business, you've been around it for a while, you can tell what kind of construction a guy is in just by looking at the tools he's got. You can tell what he's doing. Well, as believers, as Christians, we have things that we need to do, things that need to be done. So we put on our tool belt, we got one tool. It's faith. That's our tool. Faith. We put on the tool. It'll do anything that we need it to do. Multi-purpose tool. That's what we've been given, faith. It's everything we need. And it's unlimited. And God did that so you'd never, ever run out. Never run out. Never run out. Well, I believe I'm going to go and get me some more. I think I'm going to build me a little bit more. I think I'm going to do that. Now, I wrote this down this afternoon. I can find it. Where did I write it down? Here it is. Faith reaches into the spirit realm and pulls what you desire into the natural realm. Now, this is based on the Word. It's based on the Word. It's what the Word already says you can have. As long as you ask for what's already been given, then you can have. It's what the Bible says. And so, by faith, it's all spiritual. You can't see it. You can't taste it, touch it, smell it, feel it, hear it. I forgot. It's five of them. And that faith pulls it into the natural realm. Now, how many? I'm getting way ahead of myself, but I'm just going to touch on this because I think it'll help. How many like hot dogs? Oh, that's too bad. Because I have an illustration, a hot dog illustration. Can be as long as you want to be. The hot dog illustration. All right. Now, this is how faith works. All right? The hot dog is faith. You like hot dogs, right? Now, for me, this is the way I operate with a hot dog. Okay? I like hot dogs, and I like ketchup on my hot dogs. Some people like mustard, some people like all of the above, you know, mayonnaise, just whatever. But I like ketchup on my hot dog. Now, the hot dog is good. That's faith. But now, the ketchup makes it extra special for me. All right? And the ketchup, what do you suppose the ketchup is? The ketchup is patience. Okay. You remember what the Bible says about faith and patience. And there's a fellow that I've talked to quite a lot, and he has this, you know, he keeps telling me, he says, "Brother, never pray for patience." Well, I understand where he's coming from. Okay, because I used to hear that a lot myself. But my response to him was this: "Brother, you've got to have patience. And my God is a good God." Period. And so I'm bold enough to ask for patience because I need it. Faith and patience work together. Because you see, when you are getting out your tool and you're reaching into the unseen realm, it takes a while sometimes to pull it into the seen realm. That's where patience is. You've got to have patience. If you don't put that ketchup on the hot dog, it's not going in my mouth. If you don't put patience on your faith, you might never get it. All right? So now I've got patience on my faith. I've got ketchup on my hot dog. Well, I like it on a bun. It keeps it all together. Keeps it from being real messy. That bun is love. Because faith worketh by love. And so on my hot dog, I've got faith, and I've got patience, and I wrap the whole thing in love. And then it goes down real easy. It's got to be faith, with patience, wrapped in love. Because faith works by love. But you gotta have patience. And so that's how faith works. It's not what faith is, but it's how it works. So now when you see somebody, and actually, I've said this a lot, but I'm going to try to get my thinking a little different. Instead of saying, when you see somebody, what I want you to do is I don't want you to work on somebody else. I want you to work on you. Because I need to work on me. So, you'll be able to pick up on faith. Because if faith has got patience and it's wrapped in love, take a look at yourself. Are you operating in faith? Or is it just a head knowledge and you're just kind of spinning your wheels hoping that it's going to happen? See? That's how you can tell whether it's really faith or not. Check up on yourself. Now, you can check up on other people too, but don't tell them anything. In most cases. Maybe unless they ask. Because actually, in the church, I'm here to tell you, we can whoop up on each other better than anybody else in the world. And we don't need to be doing that. We need to help each other. So you might see something going on, but you don't need to, you know, cut them down and say, well, you're not in faith. They already know that. In most cases, they already know that. And look at yourself when it comes to like what you're saying. You might be saying all the faith words, but you're the only one that knows if you really believe them or not. And it's okay if you don't. Now let me explain that. Because there's a process. And you might start speaking faith words that you don't believe, but you might be speaking those words because you want to believe. And that's how faith grows. Based on the word. Keep doing it. Just keep doing it until you do believe. So it's all right. We've all been there. We understand that completely. That's all right. So what is faith? I've written a few things down. It's a firm persuasion. A persuasion in a certain way. It's a belief or a conviction based upon what you've heard. And like I say, the simple explanation is act like the word is true. Now see, in that definition, you might not believe that the word is true. But act like the word is true and keep acting like the word is true. And it will build your faith. As long as you're acting on the word and you know the word. All right? Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Now we looked at this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And then we saw this, verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. They were made of nothing. Now look at this in the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. Well, how do you know that you have something? Like land, buying land. I remember buying land. Well, how do I know I've got it? When I got the deed in my hand. Then I know it's mine. Well, faith in the spirit realm is that title deed. See, when you understand that you've got it in faith, that's your title deed. That means you do have it. Now, you may not see it yet. See, I can be at the bank, and I can have that title deed handed over, put into my hand. I know it's mine. I haven't seen it yet. I might have to drive somewhere to actually see the land, but I know it's mine because I've got the title deed in my hand. It's got my name on it. That's the way this is. Faith. You might not see it yet. Maybe it hasn't come into the natural realm yet, into the physical realm, but you've got the title deed. You know it's yours. It's like Samson. We got a little dog at our house. Sometimes we put him out in the backyard. Well, I go to the back door, and I want him to come back in the house, but I don't see him. Well, I know he's there, but I don't see him. So I yell out his name. Samson! Well, what am I doing? I'm calling him to come. Faith is there. I know he's there somewhere. If I call his name, he'll come. That's what faith is. You know healing is there? It's here somewhere. And you speak it. You call it out. And you bring it from the unseen world into the seen world. You believe it. You understand it. You know it. You know it's there. You keep calling it until it shows up. You believe it. You know it's there. That's faith. That's how faith works. Belief or believe and faith are the same thing. The Bible refers to believing and faith in the same way. Take a look at James 2 and verse 17. We're going to close it up here real quick. James 2 and verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now there's a lot of things we can talk about in those verses right there about active faith, faith without works is dead. What I'm looking at this time through is this: faith and believe. It interchanged those words, and it means exactly the same thing. James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. You could say, you have faith that there is one God, you do well. The devils also have faith and tremble. And it does not change the meaning at all. It's the same thing. Thou wilt know, O vain man, that believing without works is dead. Doesn't change it a bit. What you believe, or what you have faith in, without acting on it, is dead. Faith is believing the word, and active faith is believing the word and acting on it. Amen? Believing on the word and acting on it. So if you want to check up on yourself to see if you have faith, find out what you believe. Ask yourself the question, do I have faith in this area? Well, what do you believe about that? Same thing. Well, I'm standing in faith for such and such. That's good. Do you believe that? Well, I'm not really sure. See, that's good to know. Now you've got some place to, you got a starting point here. You got some place to work on this. You know? Because what happens is, if you stand in quote-unquote faith, but you really don't believe it, and nothing happens? If you realize that you really don't believe it yet, then don't be surprised if nothing happens. See, I recall several instances where Brother Hagin was asked to pray for specific things. Well, he'd get back in the Word. You know, sometimes it'd be a healing in his family. And somebody might be pretty severe. And you'd think, boy, you just drop on your knees and just pray right now. You've got to. That's what you think. Well, he'd go, as many times as he was in the Word, he'd sit down in the afternoons, pull out his Bible, start from Genesis. And he had his Bible underlined, you know, with all the healing scriptures. He'd start through from the beginning. He'd start paging through the Bible. He'd look at all those healing verses, building up his faith. Yep, look at that. Look at what that says. Yep, yep, that's right. Okay. Go all the way through. Take 2 or 3 days. Build up his faith in the area of healing. Then when he knew that he believed it, had a real strong belief in that area, knew he believed it, then he prayed. Then he'd call him up and say, all right, don't worry about it anymore. It's all taken care of. She'll be fine. But see, he didn't pray until... Now, that didn't happen right away. That was later on in his life when he started learning some things. And what happens is this, is that the things that he learned and the things that a lot of other people have learned, we don't have to relearn those things. We can just pick up right where they were and go on with it. So we've got a lot more things to say about faith. Actually, what faith is, how you receive faith. I want to talk about how you can strengthen your faith, and then releasing your faith is amazing. How you actually release it, that's like an explosion. That's like the tsunami, only a good thing. It's the power of love when you release it. And when you know that that you've got it and it's been released, you'll just simply be overtaken by the power of love by God. Amen. Let's all stand together. That was a good stopping point. So how many of you have your tool on your side here? You got your belt on, you got faith, but it'll actually produce everything you need. As long as you're lining up with the Word of God, you go in there with your faith tool, produce everything that's necessary in your life, and God says, you can do that. He did it. He says, we can do it. And then just grab that hot dog, put on it what you like, faith, patience, wrapped in love, goes down real easy, it satisfies. Every time, because it'll complete the task. It'll take care of what needs to be done. But see, it's got to be in patience, and it's got to be wrapped with love. Faith worketh by love. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you and praise you tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can look into your word. And it just seems, Lord, as though it's endless. We continue to see more and more and more. And Father, we love you. We praise you. Father, we thank you for impartations into our lives. Father, we thank you for revelation. We thank you, Lord, that in these last days, things will be revealed to us that have not been revealed before. Because time is short. And Father, we need to know these things to wrap it up. And Father, we thank you and praise you for the revelation. We thank you, Lord, that we will be faithful to your call. We'll do the things that you've asked us to do. We'll be faithful. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.